This hasn't happened in 148 years. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News, the House will deliver impeachment articles to the Senate today for a cabinet secretary.
The Biden border catastrophe is the number one priority of House Republicans, and it remains the number one priority of the American people.
House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox the Senate must hold a trial on the articles accusing the head of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, of ignoring laws, allowing record illegal immigration. But the Senate's Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is no crime here, and there may not be a trial.
As I've said repeatedly, impeachment should never be used to settle a policy disagreement. That would set a horrible precedent for the Congress.
Now, Speaker Johnson also tells Fox they will not follow the Senate's lead on the stalled foreign aid bill.
The will of the House is to address it in single subjects.
Meaning separate votes this week on military aid to Ukraine and Taiwan and Israel. It's war cabinets met again after the Israeli military leader vowed to respond to Iran's weekend attack, though most of the drones or missiles were shot down. Fox's Trey Yingst is standing next to the shell of one of them in Tel Aviv.
This is about 70% of the entire missile that was launched from Iranian territory. The Israelis don't know what the exact target was, but they do know it was either shot down or it separated as it entered Israeli territory. We also know that there was a 500-kilogram warhead on top of this missile. That's about half a ton of explosives.
Former President Trump has arrived at a New York court for day two of jury selection at his first criminal trial. More than half the prospective jurors questioned yesterday were excused, saying they could not be impartial. Trump attorney Alina Haba tells Fox,
there's no chance of a fair trial here. Remember, just because it's a jury doesn't mean that the judge can't sway them to go one way or another.
The former president just posted on Truth Social, the judge hates him, and the trial's rigged and unconstitutional. He's charged with falsifying records related to 2016 payments to keep quiet an alleged affair he denies. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
As Congress considers all those foreign aid bills, another one that's controversial that was blocked for a few days this month is on a path now for approval.
A bill reforming and reauthorizing Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act has officially passed the House and now heads to the Senate. Section 702 of FISA allows for the warrantless surveillance of foreign persons, which the intelligence community says is vital for stopping terror attacks from happening. The bill renews the program for 2 years and contains a substantial amount of reforms, but its lack of a warrant requirement has received pushback from both Republicans and Democrats. The Senate will try to pass the bill before Friday when Section 702 expires. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rebound from all the recent selling. Dow futures up more than 200 points. The Olympic flame lit today in Greece ahead of the Summer Games in Paris.
Reverential applause in Olympia. That the moment the Olympic torch was lit, not directly from the sun's rays as intended, it was too cloudy for that, but from a flame ignited during yesterday's dress rehearsal. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says the Games can be a unifying force.
With wars and conflicts on the rise, people are fed up with all the hate.
The Olympic torch will travel through Greece before a mammoth land and sea journey across France and its global territories. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A college basketball star has gone pro. Caitlin Clark was the first pick in last night's WNBA draft on ESPN, taken by the Indiana Fever.
I've dreamed of this moment since I was in second grade, and it's taken a lot of hard work, a lot of ups and downs, but more than anything, just trying to soak it in.
Caitlin Clark led Iowa to the national championship game after setting the record as the leading all-time scorer in men's or women's college basketball. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.